Fred at School Show. Fred at School Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bénédicte Pro. I'm coordinating the Fred at School project in France. First, let me just say that I'm very happy to be a part of it, because I consider that whoever loves cinema loves to share it. So I treasure this opportunity to help in a program that will likely initiate new passions, especially one that does not present itself like a grand teaching moment, but more like an invitation to a journey of discovery, but also to another journey during which students will develop their own critical eye, unbridled by the visions and theories of others or the necessity to fit into any form of preset mold. For me, Fred at School nurtures something fundamental, and it does it by generating enthusiasm and by listening. The fact that it makes such exciting and clever use of the modern technologies and media and platforms that kids now grow up with and know well is a proof of that. I reckon cinema is never more alive than when it starts a dialogue within a group, within each person, between people from different countries, which end up forming a community beyond borders. It's really quite wonderful to make Europe happen in that way. And I'm looking forward to knowing more about and comparing the kids' impressions and preferences here in France and in Romania and Iceland and everywhere simultaneously. It's really exciting. So in France, six classes from four different schools jumped aboard Fred at School's daft ship. And what's interesting, also for study purposes, is that they cover a rather broad range of horizons. We have a reputable Parisian high school, the Lycée Georges Brassens, where students are more used to participating in cultural projects like this. But we also have a middle school from the suburbs, the Collège Pablo Picasso, as well as a professional high school and a high school from another region, Burgundy, and that's the Lycée Saint-Charles in Chalon-sur-Saône. The date of the first screening was a bit unfortunate, as there were holidays here at the time, but two schools could make it, even though they couldn't get to producing proper clips, but more of a collection of reactions. This being said, those were very interesting because the two classes involved represented two different backgrounds. Parisian film-sensitive kids, mostly girls on the one hand, and suburb boys already specializing in a trade, car mechanics, who therefore dedicate a big part of the schedule to body shop on the other. In the former, that is the Paris class at the Lycée Georges Brassens, the class made up mostly of girls was quite empathetic to Tanya. Many of them mentioned that they had learned a lot about a reality that they had no idea about. So they found that the film had a documentary function. Here's an excerpt from the clips I received.
I found this film hard and dark, and I prefer comedies, but it's a great movie which can make you cry.
I never have seen a film like that. It was the first time. This experience showed me another style of film who I never saw. I love it. I love the history. I found this film very important because there is some people who live that. When the film, I took the place of the woman, I cried when I saw the end, because I didn't think the film could finish like that. So I was very happy for this woman. The script is very, very good. So I think this film is a great, great idea. The script writer has a good idea, and I think we have all people have to see it. So this film is a better film I have never seen.
In the latter class, that is, at the Lycée Professionnel Jean-Pierre Timbaud, identification did not necessarily happen with the character of Tanya. In fact, quite the contrary, sometimes they felt diffident towards this character. Our little mechanics apprentices tended to identify more with the other characters in the prison. One of the reasons that they didn't quite like Tanya is the total state of isolation and vulnerability that she's placed in, that dehumanizes her in some way, which is perceived as being very violent. And somehow the violence they perceived, they felt towards the movie, feeling a certain anger. Because some of the kids were maybe closer to the issues approached in the movies, some of them tended to worry and were particularly indignant. Still, it feels like the boys were more impressed by the fiction elements of the movies, by the work of the director, by his hand on the image and the noise and the emotion that it creates, that is a torn emotion between empathy and diffidence, between perceived aggressivity and profound humanity, and that discomfort was particularly perceptible in the reactions of the boys. And of course, after I received those clips, they went into the French program around the Fred at School project. The themes we just discussed, the reactions of the kids, were further discussed with a very special guest, which was Frédéric Boyer, who was a general delegate of the Directors' Fortnight in Cannes in 2010, when the film Illégal was selected and revealed to the world. We talk as well about transmission of the passion of cinema. It was a lovely interview. And for those of you who speak French or at least understand it, I really recommend you should listen to it. Well, that's all I can say about the first act of this exciting pilot project, Fred at School. It was good, and I think it's going to get better and better. That was Bénédicte Devrault. Thank you very much for listening.